What we're having happen is a really bifurcated labor market development here in Florida. The major metropolitan areas are growing rapidly in terms of new jobs, and the smaller metropolitan areas in the rural parts of the state are really being left behind over the last year.
Okay, let's dig in. What are the numbers we need to be aware of to understand exactly what's going on to the best of our ability?
Sure. On a statewide basis, Florida's generated over 200,000 jobs on a year-over-year basis every single month since the beginning of the year, which looks great. But when you dig a little deeper, what you find is Miami, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, Tampa, the major metropolitan areas, Jacksonville, account for almost all of that growth. And the smaller metropolitan areas, Gainesville, Tallahassee, Daytona, Melbourne, the panhandle of Florida, even Naples and Fort Myers that have been doing very well, have slowed down dramatically and have generated very modest job growth over the last 12 months.
Were Florida's job gains in any specific sector? Could that give us a lens through which to view this, as you say, this bifurcated trend?
No, not really. For example, tourism and leisure hospitality does great in Orlando. It should be doing great in the panhandle this time of year. And yet, the employment is not there. In construction, big rebound all across the state, but yet now it appears that it's topped out in Southwest Florida. So we haven't seen big gains in construction employment in Naples or Fort Myers over the last 12 months. What we're seeing is a very bifurcated kind of development here, where the major metropolitan areas across a broad spectrum of employment sectors are doing well. So it's not a sector issue. It appears to be large versus small.
What do you think is behind this?
Well, I think what we're seeing is the major metropolitan areas are very competitive for job growth, and the smaller areas are just simply not as competitive. For Tallahassee and Gainesville, the story's a little different because they depend so much upon government employment, and government employment has been very weak over the course of this cycle. To some extent, that can be said about Pensacola, but certainly not with Fort Walton Beach with a huge boom at Eglin Air Force Base. So it's very interesting in that it's so differentiated across these areas.
What are the numbers for the major metro areas?
Well, for the major metro areas, over 33,000 jobs in Orlando, 34,000 jobs in Miami, over 20,000 jobs in Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach. So South Florida, 70,000 jobs in just those three counties. It's one of the strongest metropolitan areas in the country. Orlando, obviously strong. And then Tampa and Jacksonville coming in at about 15,000 to 20,000 jobs. Then the smaller areas are getting 1,000 or 2,000 jobs. Now, what's particularly troubling about that is their base is small, so one would expect they could have a higher job percentage rate of growth. The statewide average was 2.9%. The major metro areas are growing faster than 2.9%, so they're getting more jobs at a faster rate. But the smaller ones are getting less jobs at a slower than the average rate for the state. So, for example, Daytona Beach had a 1.4% pace of job growth. Melbourne had 0.8%, so very slow growth in total jobs and in the percentage rate of jobs, and that's what's particularly troubling.
Is there anything particular that could be done to address this or should be done to address this? And if so, what?
Yeah, I mean, it does have significant policy implications. Clearly, the Melbourne-Palm Bay area continues to struggle after the closing of the shuttle program. And as yet, other sectors have not replaced that growth. And so some policy response would be appropriate. For the smaller metropolitan areas, especially the Daytona Beach and Pensacola, they need more urban renewal. I mean, it really needs a push. And it seems that the locals can't quite get it done. And so that causes these areas to languish even in the course of a business cycle expansion.
So when you say policy response and you say urban renewal, are those euphemisms for that S word that sometimes troubles people, stimulus?
Sure, absolutely. But it doesn't trouble me. I mean, I think these areas need some stimulus. I think they're clearly languishing, and this is the economic expansion. If they're not going to grow now, they're not going to grow later. And so clearly something is not right structurally. And clearly this has gone on for a long time in these areas. So I think that they need some outside additional support in order to change the structures of those economies and produce better results on the ground for the local residents and for the citizens of the state of Florida.